Madam Chair.
And thank you for quickly putting that together. We're going to move down the line because I think I saw someone that is ready to visit with us. Actually, yes, Rachel, end of the year volunteer report. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Madam Chair, Commission, Secretary Roebling. I'm Rachel Comas, the statewide volunteer coordinator for the Parks Division. Excuse me. Looking at my PowerPoint guy here. I can go ahead and get started. Each year, hundreds of people donate their time and talents to our volunteer within our state park system. This volunteer workforce contributes to the state park system ability to provide services. We have a variety of positions. The most common are listed here, but we also have specialized park specific positions. For example, Adams Homestead, like many parks, has volunteers for gardens and trail maintenance, but they also have volunteers for when Jody's not around to feed the animals at Sunny's Acres. Custer State Park has herdsmen's corral maintenance, and even a couple that is our sanitation truck drivers. Every year they come back year after year. We have parks with all commuter positions like Good Earth, or like LaFromboise, things like that. And we also get volunteers like local Girl Scouts, Boy Scout groups, churches, and they do a lot of like spring cleanup, trail restoration, and special events. Our on-site volunteers are provided with a campsite during their service in exchange for 24 hours of service per week. These volunteer campsites are full hookup electricity, water, and sewer, and their average stay is May to September. We do have some folks, like you'll see in Custer State Park, a lot of those people will kind of travel along the nation, so they might be there for a month at a time. next slide. Here are the total numbers for the last 5 years. For 2023, we had 353 volunteers. 237 of those were those on-site positions, and 116 were commuters. And of those, 230 were residents, and 123 were non-residents. And Commissioner White, if I caught the audio from the last one, you had asked about sites that maybe don't have hosts or which ones do. And most campgrounds that have campsites like that, those ones all have host positions. You'll see a few exceptions to that, like Spring Creek doesn't, but those people will be at Cow Creek, and they'll kind of help do those multiple sites, Okoboji Point as well. Or we actually do have a host position at Rough Lock Falls, while we don't have any camping there. Next slide, please. Here are the volunteer totals contributed for the past 5 years. For those 353 volunteers for last year, that calculates to approximately 46 FTE and $1.4 million for fiscal impact. As you can see, we do have a little bit of a decrease in the number of hours worked. This is because we have those on-site host volunteers where we ask for 24 hours of service. We try to keep it closer to those required hours. We want them to enjoy their time in the parks and return as volunteers and campers. And, you know, we all want to enjoy that time as well and not be overburdened. We want to keep them coming back. Next slide. How it works. We try to keep it as simple and streamlined as possible. So volunteers simply apply online. It's easy questions, contact information. Their preferences, campsite needs, work experience, those kind of things. Those applications come into our system, and then we disseminate them to their park of choice. They put like their top three park choices in there. If for some reason that park doesn't have a vacancy or their return volunteers are coming back, then we take them to the next choice park and go through. Then park staff simply pick up the phone, give them a call, do a simple interview over the phone. Sometimes if they're local, they meet up with them. And then they report back to me and let me know if they're interested in hiring those folks or if we pass them on to the next park. And then we email them a link to a background check. And that's pretty simple. They put in their information, and then those results come back to us. We do nationwide, statewide background checks, and those are good for 5 years. And then, again, keeping those things streamlined and electronic, we send out a volunteer work agreement through Adobe Sign. It goes to the volunteer, and then they sign, I sign, and then we automatically copy the park supervisor, so then that park gets that as well. So that completes our paperwork, and then they do their on-site orientation at the park. Recruitment and recognition. We're beginning to focus more on volunteer recruitment. I've given each one of you our new rack cards. We got posters that are displayed in the parks, and we continue to create park-specific posters that highlight each park's appeal and amenities. So we can put those on their specific Facebook page, or if we're doing a customized ad. Those rack cards there, they're scheduled to go in the visitor centers across the state, and I give those. They got the QR code, so if you know someone that's interested, you can easily hand them that card. And so, like I said, we continue to increase that online recruitment efforts. We also do things through Work Campers. So we're at the point where we filled quite a few positions. We have a lot of volunteers coming back. And now we're going to start with, like, the Palisades State Park one there, where they're a little more customized. And then we'll start posting those and pushing, trying to fill those vacancies we have. As far as recognition, we give our volunteers recognition items for the hours of service. These items are important because it lets our volunteers know that we appreciate them and their time. We continue to upgrade these items to appeal to our volunteers. Some of them live in their campers, so they like things. Bath towels are actually really popular. I was quite surprised by that. But we like to give them things that they can utilize. We also started doing, they get their volunteer service pins, so once they hit 100 hours, 200 hours, and we used to get to a certain level and they just kind of stopped. Well, they collect those, so now I've got volunteer service pins to, you know, 5,000 hours. It's crazy, but it's amazing. This year, something new, we're also, I should have mentioned, and you each have the new volunteer mug that we've provided. So for 2023, we are surveying our volunteers. Distribution began this fall, and this will just help us better understand the factors that impact their participation and satisfaction. So those went out this fall. As of December 18th, we started doing some hard copy ones, paper copies, to those that we hadn't heard back from. We do have a few folks that still prefer snail mail, so that's just fine. And as of yesterday, we have an 80% response rate. So I'm really excited for that feedback. So thank you again for your time. And I'm here if you have any questions.
Any questions for Rachel? I want to go back to the recruitment part. Do you ever find it's difficult to fill a few jobs and you got to push a little harder?
We do get a few. Like last year, I think I referred to them as our hidden gems. Lake Louise was the one I used as an example. We notice in those places that, you know, a lot of people will like to host with another couple or someone else if they haven't hosted before, so they kind of have another person there. They feel more comfortable that way. But then once we do find people there, we've got a gal, Barbara. She's great. I see her being there for many years, you know, so we'll get those positions, they're filled, but then other people that might, some like to travel around and find different opportunities, some like to stay at the state park, same parks, so where Barbara's there, that's close to her home, she lives in that area, she'll stay there for a while, then people kind of forget that that's available.
Very good. Any other questions or comments? Secretary Robley.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and just thank you, Rachel, for the presentation. I can't thank the volunteers that volunteer their time and talents and efforts to our park system. 46 full-time equivalent of an employee, FTEs we call them. That is phenomenal. I mean, if you think about all of the efforts that go into helping manage and host our campgrounds, it really is a success story. Thank you, Rachel, for coordinating all those efforts, but thank you to all the volunteers across the state. We couldn't do it without them. I mean, we really couldn't, and I just can't thank them enough. I camp in our state parks all over the state. They're some of the friendliest people we ever ran into, the campground hosts there, and they're all doing it on their own time. So it is very nice to see. So thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rachel.